Time was when America had no intelligence agency, and Secretary of State Henry Stimson said in 1929, "Gentlemen, don't read each other's mail."
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That ended with Pearl Harbor, and America took the plunge into the spy business, first with William Donovan's Office of Strategic Services in 1942, and then the Central Intelligence Agency created by President Truman in 1947. The CIA had what you might call a mixed history of toppling governments in Iran and Guatemala, but was periodically hung out to dry for some serious intelligence failures, like missing the boat on the Yom Kippur War or trying to assassinate Fidel Castro. In 1975, it was CIA Director George Bush's naming of a Team B to provide President Ford with a scarier assessment of the Soviet threat than agency professionals had written. Then came 9/11. 14-year CIA veteran Melissa Maley writes in her new book, Denial and Deception, that the next day Director George Tenet assembled the staff and, what I found remarkable, was the total denial of failure. Since then, the intelligence community has been saddled with enough blame to last a while, first in congressional reports, then the bipartisan 9/11 commission, and now the president's own commission, whose report in the manner of the day has partially leaked before being officially transmitted to Mr. Bush tomorrow. Particularly on Iraq, the report is sharply critical of the intelligence community for failing to consider that Saddam Hussein might be faking weapons stockpiles that he no longer had. The report is said to urge more competitive analysis, better information sharing among intelligence agencies, and the creation of a new non-proliferation center to coordinate the fight against weapons of mass destruction. It remains to be seen how the commission's calls will fit with the mission of John Negroponte, nominated by the president as director of national intelligence, to exercise more central control over the 15 intelligence agencies. We will undoubtedly be hearing more about that when Negroponte comes up for Senate confirmation in the next few weeks. This is Daniel Shore.